This is Twit.
Apple's acting like they won. Epic's acting like they lost. But I don't know. I think Apple might be just kind of, rubbing it and walking it off, not admitting the wound. On Friday, and this is in the lawsuit between Epic, the creators of the Fortnite game, and Apple. Epic really set this up when they decided to offer digital goods in the Fortnite game on iPhones and iPads through the Epic Store, not through the Apple Store. Apple said, you can't do that. Epic said, watch us. Apple said, watch this, and not kicked them out of the store. And Epic said, we were ready for that, and sued. That's the story so far. Epic said, Apple is acting like a monopoly. And, they're not a monopoly, but if you're using an iPhone, they're a monopoly. It's the only place you can get apps for the iPhone is in the App Store, right? You can get web apps, but Apple's kind of lukewarm in its support for web apps, even though that's how the iPhone started. And they want you to buy stuff in the store. Their argument is that makes it safer, more secure, more reliable. That's the argument they presented to the court. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers, who is pretty smart, she's a U.S. District Court judge, pretty smart, said, no, yeah, you're right. Apple's not a monopoly. Apple, you win that one. Epic said, oh. And they said, and Epic, you have to pay your court costs. Apple, you have to pay your court costs. That's a split. But here's the interesting ruling, an injunction saying Apple could no longer block third-party applications from putting pointers in their apps to outside the App Store. A little chink in Apple's armor. Epic could, for instance, put a button or a link in Fortnite that says, to buy cool new costumes for your player, click this link and it'll go to the Epic Store on the web. You buy it there and it'll appear in your game. Apple has prevented that. Apple has up to now said you can't even mention that. If you're Amazon in the Kindle app, you can't even mention that. Oh, by the way, if you want to buy books, you got to go to the app. You got to go to the web, rather. You got to go buy this from Amazon.com. You can't buy them in the Kindle app. They've said to Netflix, you can't, tell people to go subscribe to Netflix on the web. You can, not allowed, Apple says. You have to just let them buy it on the app. And we get 30, oh, and this is the whole point. We get 30% of that. Well, the judge said, nope, can't stop them. The judge did not say you have to put other people's app stores on there. You don't have to, they didn't change the fees. It's still 30%. The judge said you are not a monopoly. Don't worry about that. The ruling says Apple must let developers communicate with customers, quote, and this is where it's all going to come down to, this sentence, through points of contact obtained voluntarily from customers through registration within the app. So suddenly, and Apple's prevented this, the apps will have your email address, which you gave them. Apple said, no, only we can have that. And you cannot prevent apps from having links out to other payment platforms. Now, this is going to be, Apple said, well, we don't know what that means. We're going to have to sit down with a judge and find out. iOS apps can use, quote, buttons, external links, or other calls to action that direct customers to purchasing methods other than Apple's payment system. Ooh, that's going to be interesting. Could cost Apple billions of dollars in lost fees. Apple has always said, look, we made this beautiful thing, the phone, and we made this beautiful store for developers, and all we ask is 30%. And by the way, I should point out, that's what Microsoft charges apps in the Xbox store. That's what Sony charges apps in the PlayStation store. It's kind of the going rate. And in the old days when software, you'd put it in a box with floppy disks and you'd put it on a store shelf. If you buy software at Staples or Office Depot, chances are they're taking at least half of the revenue. More than 30%. So 30%, Apple says, well, that's not unheard of. It's the going rate and it's fair for what you get. And the judge has not said that's not the case. She didn't say, oh, no, you can't take that cut. She also didn't force Apple to let Fortnite back in. Fortnite is still not going to be on the App Store. This will be interesting. I think this might be the beginning of something. South Korea, by law, says Apple in South Korea has to offer other in-app payments or allow others to do so. I just mentioned that because, you know, Apple won't say anything about it on Tuesday. That will not be a topic of conversation on Tuesday.